Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. The temperatures are finally here. We're going back to green. We're going back to the green light on corn Thursday afternoon once we get past the frost advisory that's in the morning. With the 10-day forecast, looks like we're going to stay green until we finish. Of course, the green light refers to soil temperatures. It doesn't refer to soil moisture, so if it's still too wet where you are, then it's still a red light. But as far as the temperatures go and worrying about seed chilling and our spike down plants, basically we're going to a green light, and I think we're going to be able to stay there till we're finished. Soybean planting has never come off a green light. Many areas are about to finish with the beans. I got to tell you, I like what I'm seeing and hearing about the stands so far in both corn and beans. I'm kind of optimistic we're off to a good start here. Some areas received some frost on beans after emergence, but again, it looks like they bounced right through it. It just wasn't cold enough long enough to do much damage. A number of fields ended up with a good stand of Mother Nature's cover crop, the old henbit and the chickweed. As growers burn it down or till it under, remember to watch these fields for cutworm. Our bug trappers have been reporting both cutworm and armyworm catches. These moths are headed to the cover crops to lay their eggs, and that includes the cover crops you planted and the ones that Mother Nature supplied for us. We'll keep an eye on the GDUs to help you with the scouting, but for now, the pest teams need to document which cornfields had the cover. And just because you worked the field doesn't mean the cutworm eggs won't hatch. Now, cutworms are easy to control if we just stay on top of the scouting. I've mentioned before that I'm concerned about our seed quality this year. In some cases, seeds have been recalled due to germ issues. As I look through the number of samples you guys have sent in, 37% of them fall below what we'd call good levels. Actually, 11% fall into pretty poor category. Myself, I kind of wonder if last year's drought had something to do with this year's seed stock quality. I'm not sure. But with temperatures warming up, some of this risk will be lessened. Some of you are holding your seed with germ concerns to plant to warmer conditions, and this is a smart thing to do. Some guys are wondering about sending in more samples to check the quality. Guys, we're out of time. This show will be over before the results get back. One suggestion I would have would be to keep a small sample, about 2 pounds of seed, back from each lot. Keep it in a cool, dry place until this crop is out of the ground, and if everything's okay, then we can discard it. But if we have troubles with stand establishment, then we can send it off to rule out seed quality issues. About 16% of the samples that were checked for severe pericarp damage failed as well. Now, we talk about severe pericarp damage, that means there's a tear in the seed coat right at the embryo. Now, this seed does not tolerate in-furrow starter very well. So if you're putting fertilizer in the furrow and you haven't run a test on your pericarp damage, you may want to save a sample as well. Again, this won't fix the problem, but it might answer some questions when we're out there evaluating starter burn issues. Crews are continuing to work on the spring testing. Where the weather cooperates, make sure you've got your spring and summer testing needs turned in. I also want to put out a big thanks to the growers that are manning our bug traps and keep calling in those counts. We all appreciate it. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.